Hey guys, this is your girl Jamie. I know it's been a minute, but guess what? I haven't forgotten about you because I have a journey to share with this broken image. And guys, I've been mommying. So a lot of you definitely understand out there that sometimes life happens, but it's the consistency that I am continually trying to work on with you guys. Today's episode, I really want to talk about That's My Bestie. I really want to get deeper into details in why are we really friends with the people that we're friends with? Because I can honestly say that there have been some people that have been in my life, especially in my wrong decision making, in a sense of feeling like, you know what? My marriage is already to shambles. So let me just kind of get out in these streets and be me, right? And what that mean is being me is that honestly, I was just really just free in a sense of who is out here that makes me feel seen, that makes me feel heard, that makes me feel beautiful. Guys, I was out here in my vulnerable moment, right? I'm just keeping it real. And one of the things that I can say is I had some friends, literally probably up to two, to be honest, that I could count to say, you know what, Jamie, you're still married. Regardless of what's going on, you're still married. And I don't think you should really be doing this, committing infidelity. I know this can be a discussion that's maybe up for war in a way. Like if we're separated, we're not living together. We're considered single people. I don't know. I always say that you never know what can happen in a marriage, what can bring people back together. So I kind of always feel like marriages still has this untouched territory. That's the way I see it. I would love to get your opinion as well too. Maybe in the comments would be great, right? So back to the story. My two friends, they called me out. They called me out. They didn't tell me what I wanted to hear. They told me what I needed to hear. And I know that I had then some other friends were more like, well, don't mess with this person's man. But at the end of the day, why don't you just kind of get your one night stand with somebody else? And let's be real, sin is sin, right? If we just kind of put it all together and look at it. So what I'm coming to say is that the people that we call my bestie, are they your bestie because they are yes people? Because they just pump you up and make you feel good on every decision that you're making, wrong or right? Are they truly your bestie because they're really making sure that, you know what? I do not want to see you fail. I'm going to tell you the truth in love. And you're not going to tell me everything that I want to hear. I think it's so important that we really vet the people that are in our lives. Are they pushing us more to a positive influence of making better choices? Are they telling it like it is? And I'm just going to keep it real. I don't know what it is. And women, correct me. I feel like when we get upset with each other sometimes, we take that thing to heart years to years to come. But with men, I just noticed they can kind of dap it up, all that stuff, move forward. So I just want to say this. Let's evaluate the people in our lives. Are they really pushing you towards the greatness? Are some of them really jealous and going to keep telling you things because they don't want to really see you progress? Some people are comfortable when you are not above them in life, right? Not that you are inferior to them, but sometimes when they feel like they got a lot more going on, as in goals that we consider goals here in society, as in maybe a career or that relationship that they have or whatever it may be. Maybe they're making more money. Who knows? Some people are comfortable when you are in a position where they feel like they can like look down at you. So I really want you to take inventory of those text messages of the people that's sending you things. I really want you to take inventory of the friends that are helping you do things that are wrong. Not that they are not good people, because I can still say I have great people in my lives. And sometimes maybe they did not have someone to be honest with them and tell them, no, that's not what you should be doing. So I'm not saying throw them away, trash them. I'm simply saying vet them. And I'm also saying challenge one another as well too. I think real love challenge you to grow naturally. So if you are still at the same place, talking the same gossip, doing the same type of thing, and there is no advancement, where are we truly going, bestie? How are you best for me? Once again, that is my co-host, my little man that's over there as well, too. But that's something I just really wanted to bring light to, because it's so many of us say my bestie. And then when people start to fall out, you start to really hear the tea, right? You start to hear the stories and you start to hear where I thought she was always jealous of me, or she did this, she did that, or he did this. And it's like, why are we keeping people around? Is it something we need to evaluate within ourselves? Like, I really have to think that the people that I truly have in my life is for a particular reason. And it's not because they can give me something that I'm going to only benefit to glorify me, but they give that nurture. They give that respect. They give that transparency. They give that love. They have their own uniqueness about them. We can, iron sharpens iron. I feel like where I'm going in my life, to be honest, I don't need a yes person. I don't need someone telling me something that's going to make me feel good. I need someone to call me out on my ish and say, you are dead a wrong for what you're doing. You should not be doing this. You need to do this. And that's the kind of people that we need more in our lives, because we're in a society that we just want to be told that we're right every single second, and we're not. And I've seen people that literally messed up genuine relationships because the people that are truly for them were telling them the truth. I'm gonna be real. That was what's happening in my marriage as well, too. And I also want to point it out. This is not a hop on the other person that was in that marriage as in bashing them. This is me telling my truth, right? This is my side. So I would say this. If you are in a relationship and somebody does not want to be challenged and they continue to challenge you out of feeling like you're insignificant, you need to vet that relationship as well, too. Because at the end of the day, how are we going to progress and we're going to become better if you're not being challenged? It just is what it is. So these are the things that I just want us to think about a bit more when we really are calling people our friends, when we're bringing people into our homes, our sacred place where many people got many spirits attached to them as well, too. When we even telling people our business, I've messed up and I've told people some very intimate details, especially when I was just out here just making my own decisions and not including God in them. And literally, it's like, why would you share those details with them? Not that it was meant to be hidden, but in a sense, it was my private details. But I also knew deep down in my heart that that wasn't my bestie. That was somebody that was jealous. That was somebody that was looking for some tea and gossip to pass on to the next thing. And you got to pay attention to that as well, too. Who you leave your most treasured details to, what do you think they're doing with them? Also think about the people that bring you the tea. Because if they're bringing you the tea, why do they feel like you're always the dumpster to be able to be dumped on with it? Not saying we're not going to have discussions, not saying we're not going to get advice, but we just got to pay attention to those patterns as well, too. Some of y'all truly, if you be honest with yourself, you know that person is not your darn bestie. They're not your bestie. You just feel like settling. Once again, you're settling in a relationship because it's more like, you know what? This person gets me in this moment, I get them. And y'all really don't get each other. Y'all really thinking a lot of other stuff. And you gonna sit out there and let that person look dumb making these decisions out here because you didn't tell them. And we all make dumb decisions at times. But it's sad when we allow the people that we're so-called loving do them, and we're not just being honest with them because we're afraid that we're going to lose them, or they're not going to be my friend, or at the end of the day, hey, I'm just going to use this and go talk to the other friend group about. So guys, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share this episode with you guys, and I'm truly looking forward to more of it to come.